On the 17th of November 2011, US and EU officials initialed a proposed agreement to authorize airlines to forward passenger name record data to the US Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Although the agreement cannot take effect without the approval of the European Parliament and Council, the members of the European Parliament, MEPs, could read the proposed agreement only in a sealed room where they could not take notes or make copies. The complete text on which the European Parliament will vote has finally been made public, revealing a failure to address the concerns raised by the Parliament and continued shortfalls in the data protection, due process, and protection of fundamental rights. In its resolution on the 5th of May 2010, the Parliament said that the Passenger Name Record, PNR, agreement should take the form of a treaty, recognize the fundamental right of freedom of movement, prohibit the use of PNR data for data mining or profiling, and take into consideration, quote, PNR data which may be available from sources not covered by an international agreement such as computer reservation systems located outside the EU, end quote. The proposed agreement does not meet these criteria and does not mention any of these issues. The agreement would require that DHS copies of PNRs be depersonalized after 6 months. But the depersonalized DHS copy of each PNR would still include a unique record locator. There is no data protection law in the U.S. for commercial data. So anytime, secretly without a court order and without violating U.S. law or the U.S.-EU agreement, the DHS could use the record locator to obtain a copy of the complete PNR from the computer reservation system. This agreement claims that all DHS access to PNR data will be logged. But when individuals have requested these logs, both the DHS and European airlines have said that they didn't exist. Without access logs, there can be no accountability or oversight. According to the agreement, any individual is entitled to request access or corrections to their PNR data under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. But most PNR data is exempt from FOIA. Under both the agreement and U.S. law, you're entitled to request your PNR data and the DHS is entitled to say no. FOIA is not a data protection law. FOIA never requires any accounting of usage or disclosure of data. FOIA never requires correction of records. FOIA does not restrict what information is collected or how it is used. U.S. courts have no authority under FOIA to take any action against misuse or disclosure of personal information. The agreement says that individuals may seek or petition for judicial reviews in U.S. courts, but such a petition related to violations of the agreement would be denied. The proposed agreement would protect travel companies against enforcement of EU data protection laws while failing to protect the rights of travelers. The proposed agreement does not provide an adequate level of protection for the processing of personal data as required by the EU Data Protection Directive and Article 8 of the Charter of Fundamental Rights. Over 20 organizations in the EU and the US have sent an open letter to the European Parliament on December 5, 2011, opposing a new agreement that would allow European companies to transfer the personal data of European travelers to the United States government in an apparent violation of the EU Data Protection Directive. The European Court of Justice struck down the original Passenger Name Record Agreement in 2006, after members of the European Parliament charged that there was no legal basis to disclose the data to the US. The revised agreement is still subject to approval by the Parliament, which has also gained new legal power since the earlier dispute. In view of the upcoming vote on the EU-USA PNR agreement, the Austrian Organization for the Use of the Internet, and NoPNR.org, with endorsement, among others, of the Identity Project, Friends of Privacy USA, Center for Financial Privacy and Human Rights, Statewatch, and Privacy International, sent an open letter to the European Parliament asking its members to consider the following issues for their decision on the EU-US PNR agreement. The proposed agreement will not result in improved legal security for citizens. Contrary to recent statements by EU Commissioner Cecilia Malmström, the PNR agreement will not increase legal security for citizens. It will, however, give legal protection to the current practice of data exchange. It does not provide any benefit for European citizens. The proposed agreement does not provide adequate level of protection for the processing of personal data as required by the EU Data Protection Directive and Article 8 of the Charter of Fundamental Rights. There is no access control or access logging. PNRs are created whenever a booking is made. To facilitate exchange between airlines, central reservation systems are used. These central reservation systems, or CRS, are the source of PNRs discussed in the agreement. Access controls and access logs are mandatory for sensitive data like the ones stored in PNRs, but there are no geographic controls on access to PNR data. Any airline or CRS office worldwide can retrieve any PNR of that airline or CRS. The EU-US agreement claims that all access to PNR data is logged, but when individuals have requested the logs of who has accessed their PNR data, airlines, CRSs, and the DHS have all said that they have no access logs. Thus, the PNR data is open for abuse. Most of the CRS are located outside of the EU. The proposed agreement does not meet the conditions set by the European Parliament. The European Parliament's resolution of May 5, 2010, said that any PNR transfer agreement with the US should take the form of a treaty, recognize the fundamental right of freedom of movement, prohibit the use of PNR data for data mining or profiling, and take into consideration PNR data which may be available from sources not covered by international agreements, such as CRSs located outside the EU. The proposed agreement does not meet these criteria and does not even mention any of these issues. There is no appropriate information to travelers. Right now, travelers are not informed which personal data is stored and processed. Information requests to airlines and travel agencies are usually answered insufficiently. The legal action necessary here would be the enforcement of European data protection laws, not the creation of a legal exemption for this very critical information. The agreement states the right to be informed which personal data is processed under the Freedom of Information Act in the U.S. Recent experiences showed that requests are answered insufficiently, if at all. The Freedom of Information Act provides multiple exemptions, which together result in the inability to learn which personal information is processed. In conclusion, the EU-US PNR agreement does not provide any benefit to European citizens. The proposed Council decision places all the legal burden on the EU without requiring corresponding obligations from the USA. Under the proposal, the EU is expected to provide support from both Council and the European Parliament, but neither the US President nor Senate is bound by this agreement. Only an international treaty with strong data protection safeguards based on European standards, which is also ratified by the US Senate, can provide improved legal security and protection of European citizens. This is why the organizations endorsing this letter ask the European Parliament to reject the proposed agreement. This information has been provided by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, European Digital Rights, the Identity Project, and Statewatch. For background information on the issue of PNR data and the right to privacy, you can listen to the related Radio News Corps audio documents available on our webpage dedicated to human rights and civil liberties in the European Union. This program has been produced by Radio News Corps with the collaboration of the International Human Rights Law Clinic at the American University Washington College of Law, and edited and post-produced at our studios in Belgium in January 2012.